Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is 2:07 and I am so excited because in this hour, I will see my work husband face to face. Like, I don't know the last time I've seen Steve Thompson. Like, we talk every Sunday. We talk every Saturday at the end of my show. It's always my favorite time. And he is just the best coworker. He is like my work husband. And so when I found out that he was coming to the studio, because, you know, Steve, he's like 18 jobs. He's calling games and stuff like that. And so he's coming here to the studio to do his show live. Literally, it was 11:30. I was dialed in. I was ready to do my show. I threw everything in my house that was broken in a bag. And I brought it up here so my work husband could fix it. And I didn't have time to call him because I was trying to hurry up and get out the door. So I called Lindsay. What'd I tell you, Lindsay?
I'm coming in.
I said, tell Steve to bring his tools because I have some things that are broken that need to be fixed, because the going rate for handymans is atrocious right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's atrocious. They know we need them. If you are a mom, a single woman, a divorced woman, a widow, and you need to get the Christmas lights put up, you need to get the snow blowed, you need to get the roof raked, you need to get the gutters cleaned, you got to put up some curtains or something in the house so you can save money on your light bill, or, you know, something breaks and you need to call. I spent $500 for a plumber to come in and change the flapper.
No.
That is an $18 part. But when they come, the trip charge is $150. And then they got there and they took it apart and realized it was the flapper. So then they had to talk to me about not putting the Clorox drops in the toilet, because I put the Clorox drops in the toilets and that eats away at the plastic rim around the flapper. So then after we talk, I'm thinking we just kicking, we just hanging out. So we having, you know, a real conversation. I'm asking him about his kids. He asking me about my kids. I go out to the garage. I get him some books. I sign them. He said, I got to go to Menards and pick up the part that you need. So he goes to Menards. The part is $18. He goes downstairs. We still laughing and talking. He's telling me, hey, go get the Clorox drops out of the other toilet bowls. Otherwise, you're going to still have this problem because it eats away at that plastic. I said, okay. So we go and I get the Clorox drops out. We keep it moving. And so all of this time we talking and hanging out, he's on the clock.
Yeah, he's charging you for every word.
He's charging me for every word. So he's charging me for the trip to Menards. He's charging me for the trip to the house with the $18 flapper that it would have took a husband or a boyfriend or a fiance or a daddy to do in 30 minutes. That trip charge in the hour he spent at my house and that trip to Menards and that flapper, that was a $520. Do you see why I'm trying to find a husband? Okay. So now you see, I don't want to pay $520 to get an $18 flapper changed on the toilet. So I'm being practical about life. I married for love once. Now I'm marrying for practicality and provision. Okay. So moving on with the show. Let me tell you, I got these four kids, right? And the older they get, the harder it is to relate to them. If y'all saw me last night, y'all saw me on Almanac with my youngest son, Daniel. Why? Because he is in elementary school and he still loves his mama. The others see me and they run in the opposite direction. It's as if I have the plague. Okay? I have to figure out how to communicate with my kids, how to understand them, how to make sure they don't go no contact on me as soon as they get out of the house. I don't like that feeling. And so one of the things that I do to educate myself about how to be a better parent, because there's no manual or blueprint on this thing, and it keeps changing. We were a two-parent household. The husband was there. The husband is in a different household. So now I'm a divorced parent. And so the way that I engage and interact with my kids is different because I ain't got no backup and they outnumber me. I don't speak the language. How am I going to keep up with the teens? I listen to a podcast. It's called It's Not Your Fault Podcast. It's hosted by mental health expert Brandon Jones. And his show, week after week, it posts on Tuesday. It's on Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay? You got to listen. If you got teens, grandparents, if you're trying to figure out why your grandkids not calling, if you're trying to figure out what music they listening to, if you're trying to figure out the jargon, if you're trying to really figure out how to relate to them and how to engage them, this is really the show for you. So make sure you go to Apple, make sure you go to Spotify, make sure you go to iHeart. It's Not Your Fault Podcast with Brandon Jones. It's a teen mental health podcast. It's not just for teens. It's for parents and caregivers as well. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Happy Saturday, Brandon.
Happy Saturday. It's a pleasure to be here. I hope everyone is doing well. Looking forward to the conversation.
Well, we just said in the break when we were patching you through, we both, Lindsay and I, looked at each other. We were like, we just love it when Brandon comes on. We always enjoy having conversation with you, learning from you, especially when we start talking about teen mental health, because it's real out here, Brandon, you know, and I can't call my mama for advice. You know, I can't call my mama and say, hey, mama, what did you do when I got cyberbullied? Because there was no cyberbullying. I can't call my aunt or uncle and ask them, hey, when they were doing the stuff online with the kids, and how did y'all resolve that? Because a lot of the stuff that our teens are going through, we didn't have to experience it. And I don't ever, and I think, Brandon, we fall into a trap as parents. We just want to tell them, toughen up, or you'll get through it, or you'll get over it. And one of the things that I learned by listening to your show is, number one, not to be dismissive, and to understand that they are dealing with a totally different set of issues than we did. And so the things that we had to go through for our mental health, and we didn't call it anything back then, but it's something totally different that they're experiencing.
Absolutely. And even though as adults, it feels like it's something that they can just log off, right? They can just put aside, they can check out. For them, it's not that simple. We grew up in a world where we didn't have access to online. But for these young people today, these Gen Zs and the Alpha children, this is a part of their life. Online and offline, there's hardly a difference, And as we continue to go, they'll be further from a difference. So as parents and caregivers and people who care about young people, we have to make sure that we take it serious, the things that they're dealing with, because it's not as simple as just stepping away or logging off or closing the device. And at this point in time in the year, these young people are responding to school and they're responding to the end of the semester. Final projects, changing up with sports, final exams, social pressures, holidays. There's a lot happening. With the heightened emotional awareness, children are responding in emotional ways.
And Brandon, that is so true. I'm glad you brought that up. You are such an amazing expert. We're talking to Brandon Jones, host of It's Not Your Fault, a teen mental health podcast. Brandon, this end of semester burnout is real. Like, my kids are tired. They're groggy. I'm like, and part of the reason I wanted to bring you on the show is to get a better understanding. I'm like, why are y'all tired? It's like, my kids are kissing me at like 8 o'clock. Like, mom, I gotta go to bed. I'm so tired. I'm worn out. And, you know, I'm noticing that they're not as, perky as normal. The joy is down. My teenager, Brandon, who normally is my favorite and most joyful child, he is just like as grumpy as he can be. And I'm like, what is going on? And then you start talking about end of semester burnout. I'd never heard of anything like it. Please explain it to the listeners.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that you have so many youth who are responding to this. But we have young people who, from an emotional standpoint, they haven't built all the tools and strategies they need to calibrate their emotions as they go through the semester. So they're overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed, they're overstimulated, and they get into a place where they're just ready to close it out and shut down. And teens will rarely say, I'm overwhelmed. Instead, they'll show it in their behaviors. Their grades will start slipping, they'll start to not finish assignments. They'll be irritable, they may withdraw, they may have emotional shutdown. They may be having trouble even waking up or falling asleep, headaches, stomach aches, avoiding conversations about school, low motivation. They may be even doing things like what my daughter did recently, where she's just like, what is the point of all this? she had a breakdown. Like, what's the point, Dad? At this point, what are you doing, Dad? And I had to tell her, like, you know, at this point in time in your life, this is your job. And we all have jobs to do. And, you know, we expect you to do well in your job. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have perfection. But we do expect you to show up so you do have the liberty to do all the other things you want to do. But as you do these things, we're here to help you move through as best as possible. So it's important that you feel comfortable enough to tell us what's going on so we can get you appropriate help. And that's a hard conversation both for the young person and for the parents and caregivers involved.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, here's the problem. Now, you gave us and equipped us with all of that information. We got all of these tools. You've given us the signs to look out for. So we don't think, oh, they're just having a bad attitude, and dismiss the markers that you just pointed out to us that we need to be looking out for. But when we come back from the break, Brandon, I need you to tell us how we can communicate with them, because it's like, sure, I'm speaking Pig Latin and they are speaking French, and neither one of us is understanding the other. And I don't want to have that communication breakdown, because Brandon, when my kids need me, I need them to know that I'm there. How do we pick up on these cues? How do we communicate with our teens? Brandon is going to help us understand that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 2:20. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I want to make sure to give folks his website, because parents are blowing me up. Jegna.org or .com?
.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
JEGNA.org is where you can find Brandon Jones. He is the host of It's Not Your Fault, a teen mental health podcast for kids and parents. He's a mental health and leadership consultant. He specializes in adverse childhood experiences, historical and intergenerational trauma, emotional intelligence. He's a former Bush fellow, and he's got dual master's degrees. I mean, Brandon, I've seen workshops If you have counselors or social workers, teachers and educators, anybody who is trying to relate to kids, and you need somebody to come in and do some coaching, education, teaching, I'm telling you, I've sat in the back of the room and watched Brandon just break down barriers for educators and social workers and counselors who have to engage with kids from different communities that they may or may not understand. And it is a masterful experience, and everybody left there high and lifted up and feeling like they could go back and do their jobs more effectively. So, Brandon, I wanted to make sure at JEGNA.org, is that where people can reach you if they want you to come and teach and coach and do anything in the schools or universities or, you know, in the county? Because where I saw you, you were in Washington County talking to school counselors and social workers. It was a lunch and learn, and it was amazing. I mean, people did not want to leave. I'm like, y'all, we got to close this thing up. What are y'all doing? Brandon got to go. He can't stay here all day talking to y'all. But it was just so engaging and interactive.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm definitely available to offer those services to folks, answering questions, whether you're in a school system, a nonprofit organization, a governmental entity, a church, whatever the case may be, feel free to reach out. I'm always here to help. My end goal is to make sure that all children in the state of Minnesota have an opportunity to grow healthy. In order to do that, the adults around them need to be informed, engaged, and encouraged.
Okay, so that's where we are right now. Because in the last segment, you gave us the things to look out for. If kids are experiencing end of semester burnout, low motivation, you know, just tired and groggy, irritable, you gave us a great list. I'm seeing that in my children, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just them having a bad attitude or them being disrespectful. I'm like, hey, you didn't finish your chores. And oh, Brandon, this almost got them in foster care. Somebody said, Mom, can you just take the trash out for me? And I was like, what in the whole hell? No, I can't take the trash out for you. I paid the mortgage. Can you pay the mortgage for me? And so the energy went real big in the room. And then my baby just shut down on me. So, Brandon, I need you to help you, me, and any of the other parents who are listening, who heard you talk about the markers that kids may be experiencing for end of semester burnout. How do we communicate with them? How do we engage them? How can we let them know they are seen, heard, and loved? Because what I did and said was not the answer.
Yeah. I'm going to give four questions to ask young people to help open up. But before I give those four questions, I want to encourage folks, you have to create an environment where your children feel comfortable enough sharing with you. A lot of kids don't. They're like, I don't want to tell you. But you have to give them some options. Do you want to write down a note? Do you want to write a post-it note or on a piece of paper? Do you want to text it to me? Do you want to talk about this later? Now, you do have the leverage of a parent to say, hey, I want to know what you need to say. I want to know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. But utilize it very strategically. Sometimes you're not going to get the answer right then and there, but open up a space of comfort where they can answer those questions. I know that's very different than how many of us grew up, but with today's young people, that's where they're at. They have a whole different approach to opening up. And once they do open up, be prepared for them to share some pretty honest things. And then here are some things that you can ask when they are ready to have that conversation to help kind of understand what's going on. So we have four questions to ask. The first one, what parts of school feel the heaviest right now? Most of young people's stress is coming from the things that they have to do at school, or the things that they have to engage in at school. School plays a huge role in our kids' lives, especially now as we are in the midst of the school year. Projects, finals, friendships, fatigue, dealing with authority, all those things play a role. So what parts of school feel the heaviest right now is a really good question. Number two, what would make this week feel a little bit more manageable? Now, we know that there's different cultures and different languages within families, so you might want to modify these questions to fit how you talk or what is most understood by your child. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you want to know, like, what do they need some help with? What feels like they need some more management? You know, what this does is it shifts them from being overwhelmed to problem solving and really understanding what it is. A lot of young people are going to say, I don't know. This is what my daughter did. But say, okay, well, let me see your planner. I know that at her school every Monday, for her her homeroom, they fill out their planners for the week. They know what their assignments are and what to do. So I need to see that now. I need to see that to make sure you're on track and we're on the same page. So when I get an email from your teacher, I already know, okay, she forgot to turn in this assignment, or this one's running a little later. She didn't get full credit. So I have to be informed as well. But let them tell you what they need to manage, and you step in to help. Number three, how is your body telling you that you're stressed out? You want them to have that, what we call a physical scan of themselves. What's going on? Is your head hurt? Do you feel warm or cold? Are you shaky? Are you sweaty? Are you hungry? Like, what's going on with you? Where your body is telling you that you're stressed out? So that's number three. And then number four, what do you need from me during the holidays to feel less overwhelmed? And I asked this question to my 12-year-old on Wednesday. And she said, I need time off. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to be in my room, in my bed. And you know what? I respect that. She said, you know, we're going to do that. There's some things that we're going to do as a family during the holidays. But when you're on your winter break and on the weekend, we're going to have scheduled homework time. And then when we don't, if you want to just lounge around in the bed, you go right ahead and do it and recharge your battery. So these are just, you know, easy ways for us to check in and hear from our kids what's going on, so they're not just acting out the behaviors, they're also talking to us as well.
Okay, can I be honest? Because I don't like lying. I feel like as a parent, I'm losing a little bit of control. Like when we were coming up, and I don't want to sound like an old lady, but it was like, okay, we knew what we had to do. We didn't get to talk back. And, you know, we respected our grownups. It's almost like are we changing the roles? Are the kids now in charge? Because I know as a parent, it's kind of like how I feel. And so, you know, sometimes I'm a little resistant. But then, you know, when I try to do it my way, I see that it's absolutely not working, which is why I have you on the show. Am I just being hard-headed? Am I not changing with the times?
I'm not going to say you're being hard-headed, but what you're feeling is what many parents are feeling. There has been a shift. The power dynamic, the leverage is not the same that our parents had when we were growing up. These kids are more informed. They've been encouraged to be political. They've been encouraged to identify themselves very early and stand on their identity. They've been encouraged to have a voice. They are encouraged by society and by the institutions that they interface with to do those things. That wasn't our experience. You probably heard just like me. A child is to be seen and not heard, or stay out of grown folks' business. Those are things that I heard very commonly growing up. That's not for today's kid. And we have to adjust. You might not like it. You might want to, you know, lock things down. But trust me, you're probably causing more issues for yourself than not, because these kids have been cultivated in a different society. So we have to adjust as parents and caregivers and work with what we have here. You're still a parent, though. That doesn't mean you're powerless. It doesn't mean that you don't have leverage and you don't have the ability to help your child. But what it does mean is we have to parent a little differently. We have to adjust and adapt. And we can still be great parents and have great influence, but we have to act. Don't wait for your kid to come around. You have to engage and set these dynamics up within your family and your home as best as possible.
Baby, let me tell you something. Life changed, house shifted, things are different. Hopefully they get better. I'm recalibrating, Brandon. I'm taking your advice. And what I don't want is for my kids to turn 18, leave home and never want to come back or have a relationship with me. I also, in 20 years, don't want to be sitting at a therapist's office where they're telling the therapist all kind of bad stuff I did. So I want to get this right now, Brandon, because I do not want to be shamed sitting on the therapist's couch with my kids while they tell some therapist that I don't know all this crazy stuff that I did. So you got to tell us where folks can find you, because there are so many parents out there who are hearing this. You know, they have parent groups, they have parent workshops, there are school counselors and social workers who are saying, yes, I'm seeing exactly what Brandon is talking about, that shifting dynamic. We need to get up on the times. Not only do we need to listen to his podcast, we need to get him in here for a session similar to the one you did for the social workers in Washington County. How can they find you?
Absolutely. The best place to find me is on my personal website. It's really easy to find me. It's jegna.org. jegna.org. That's jegna.org. You can find me right there. You can ask me questions, invite me to speak or train or do workshops or even coaching. I'm available for all those things. feel free to reach out. I'm here to help as best as possible. Again, my goal is to make sure that every child in the state of Minnesota has an opportunity to develop optimal mental health. And then to do that, the adults around the young people need to be encouraged, engaged, and they need to be able to have the skills and the tools to do what we need to do to take care of our babies.
All right. I just got a brilliant idea. I think we need to have some kind of parent workshop, like,
yeah,
you know, like absolutely. A lunch and learn on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, where we just come in and try to understand it, because we are lost. Everything that we saw our parents do is no longer effective. In fact, some of it is criminal. And so we have got to change the way we parent these kids if we're going to have a real relationship with them. Brandon, we're going to talk offline about that. We're going to try to get that set up. But I thank you for being on the show and for the help that you provide week after week on your podcast, to not only me, but to the thousands of other parents, caregivers, and teens who listen. Thank you so much for your work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Take care, everyone.
All right, y'all, stick around. We talked about Brian's comedy show. But if comedy's not your thing and you love jazz, I got the perfect place for you to have a Friendsgiving tonight. I'll tell you when next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.